one of the main things to do with paediatrics was that the consultant from Sligo, who was covering up into Letterkenny, had left, so they replaced the post to ensure that pump therapy could continue. So we now given the assurance that that has been advertised, but in the interim, they've also put in a locum now, so pump therapy in Letterkenny for children will continue in Letterkenny.
So going forward now, services are available locally. This will help, obviously, the local people in the area.
Yes, they're still grossly understaffed in Letterkenny, the brilliant staff that there. But the Minister also given the assurance that the nurse in paediatrics would now be supported by an additional nurse, an ANP, which would greatly enhance the paediatric care because they are understaffed there.
And Minister Harris also confirmed that a centre of excellence will be established.
Yes, he has committed that there will be two in the Saoilte group, one in Galway and the second one in the northwest. Now, it is earmarked at the minute for Sligo, but we put forward a very good presentation that with the figures and the population and the numbers attending Letterkenny, that it should be a shared centre of excellence. So they're going to explore the possibility of having a shared centre of excellence, which would be shared between Letterkenny and Sligo. We also got some good news in relation to adult care. The adult endocrinologist in Letterkenny is supported only by a locum. So we've got assurance that that will be going out to advertisement for a second endocrinologist now before the end of the year, and it should be in post by the end of the year. This will greatly enhance because at the minute the waiting list for Letterkenny is 24 months, when the national guideline by the HSE should be 4 months. So there's great concern about the adult care and also for the children that are transitioning from paediatric care into adult care, that they'll be going from, at the minute they're being seen every 3 months, and then they're going to go to be seen every 24 months. So the Minister has said that obviously we showed him the figures that even to put on a second endocrinologist is going to get nowhere near the 4 months recall visit for adults as approved by the HSE. So he has also agreed to look at getting an ANP in adult care as well, which would greatly enhance the care and services in Letterkenny.
So overall, you are happy with the progress at the minute?
Yes, we feel it was a very good, productive meeting. We had full support from all of the Donegal politicians, and we think that the push is on now to get proper care for diabetes type 1 into Letterkenny Hospital. So we're grateful for all their support.